Blog Talk Radio.
Bless my knees are green.
Thank you. Chers amis, on est très content d'être avec vous ce soir et avec les téléspectateurs. on vous souhaite une très bonne année. Merci.
Now I got it working again. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. We're doing a late night show. I hope you enjoy this Aphrodite's Child crazy shit. So if you're tripping on some acid, this is shit you really need to be listening to. So I'm just fucking with you. But anyway, hey, welcome to the show. And I'm just goofing around. But anyway, I wasn't planning on doing a show tonight. But, you know, I was kind of late to get back on Laurie Ann's show, so I said, fuck it, I'll do my own thing, and that's what I'm doing. So here we are, ready to rock this bad motherfucker. How's everybody doing tonight? Hope you're doing well. I'm doing good as motherfucker. I got a caller in already, got their hand up. Man, why is everybody so much in a fucking hurry? It's Sunday. Oh, well, no, not no more. Now it's Monday. Now it's 12:06 Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Welcome, 814. Welcome to my nut house.
Yeah, I got tired of listening to your acid music, man.
Do you like that, man? Was you laid back and being mellow? No.
No, I said, what the fuck is this shit?
Well, you never know what I'm going to come up with, man. You just don't know. But anyway, I'm kind of semi-sober, but, you know, what can I say?
I'm sober.
How's it been going? What have you been doing?
I was doing good. Actually, I was surprised I got a call from my brother. It's been almost a year.
Really?
I heard from him.
Wow.
Yeah, I've called him a couple of times. He just never answered. You know, whatever.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Being a douche?
He calls me up. Uh-huh. He's basically doing, you know, he's redoing the house. After my mom died, you know, house almost paid off.
Right.
He's redoing everything. I think he might want to sell. He calls me up and he says, hey, man, if it goes bad real fast, you know, we can count on, you know, me and Kane coming up there, right? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like, I mean, he's in Philadelphia. So he said that, he said, I don't know what this means. He said, there's a lot of people around with urine, you know, like pee, colored skin. I'm like, what? Oh, I think he's lost his mind.
Well, you never know. You don't know.
They
might have
shipped
a bunch of these fuckers up there, Billy. There might. I'm telling you, man.
What?
They might have been important. A lot of motherfuckers up into Philadelphia. Do you
what? I'm sure that there's some immigrants in Philadelphia.
Yeah, do you know how many immigrants are in this country now? Do you know the number?
I'm just saying around him. All
right.
Like, it's people.
Right.
Obviously, the way he's describing them, he does not know where they've come from. Because he doesn't even recognize the skin color.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Weird.
Okay.
And I didn't even say it because it's like, look, man, there isn't years left. There's months. Really?
Yeah. Well, this next year's supposed to be the fucking hoorah of all the bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I got April. I got it up on YouTube. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I made it more easy to understand.
Right.
I took that out, you know, because it wasn't just one straight, like, talking to you. It's different.
Right.
So
right.
What I did is I took out my questions and just made it in the speed of a conversation and of information. Just in the state of, you know, someone saying government collapsed, you know, April 24, quick, and a musical tone that goes doo-doo-doo, and then that's it. But I put the words closer together, so I took out, you know, a lot of unnecessary shit.
Right, right. But, you know, month they're going to shut down the government again if they don't come up with a fucking money solution again. You know?
It doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah, pretty much. That's what I believe. Yeah. It don't matter. It just don't fucking matter no more. They've got it so fucked up now. You know, but the funny thing is, man, they can give all this money away to these other motherfuckers, but fuck us. That just don't make no sense, does it? It's your money, and they're fucking it off. You know, really. They're fucking it off. My thing is, the dirtiest I think these motherfuckers are, I believe they send this money over these other countries and have them send some of it back to them. Here, I'll snatch this money, you know, and I'll send it over to you, tell it's all aid or whatever for your war or whatever, but I want half of it back, motherfucker. I want it worth it and sent back.
Look, man, I don't care at this point. I don't care what's going on at this point. Oh, I know.
Right. But you know, it's politics to get rich, Billy. So, you know.
Whatever, dude. I'm just saying.
But that's the reason of the
collapse.
I'm
going to tell you, basically, I don't know why I waste my time.
What do you mean? I'm not arguing with you.
Because people think that, and I could never understand this, Ron, but anybody, I'm being totally serious, that we're the top of the fucking food chain in the universe. We're not. We don't even understand anything on how this shit works.
Right.
At all.
Right. Exactly.
There's things above us. There's things
below
us.
They don't want you to know it, but they don't want you to know it either, Billy.
Whatever.
That's right.
I did re-edit this.
Uh-huh.
You and Gunslinger said all you hear is tapping, like somebody on a keyboard, which is weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, I played this for my priest to make sure it wasn't demons or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he listened, and he listened to it. He heard every word.
All right.
He didn't seem disturbed. I did ask him. I said, "You think that's like an evil thing, like coming from evil, like somebody fuck with me?"
Uh-huh.
And he said, I didn't get that.
All right.
No. Go ahead and listen to it again. Go to my YouTube page. It's my latest video. I think it's called, what the fuck's it called? I want to see if you can hear it, because this is important. Number one, it should make you feel better, okay? Because, hold on a minute. Let me go to YouTube. I want to see. You got headphones, dude?
Yeah, I got headphones, huh?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
You can hear really good, right?
Yeah, you tell me. I feel even better since I got my head washed out. Man, I had my fucking...
Look, if you're not going to take it seriously...
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to tell you something I had to fucking do to straighten out my hearing, man. God damn. Chill out. Really take a smoke a joint. Relax.
I just did.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of a gravity bong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I use. Because you can take very small... You can do very small doses, very, very small doses.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it doesn't work. I guess you say the high effect, because I need to smoke. I need to take sativa.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the other stuff, it just puts me right to sleep. All right, what am I going to do? Are you on Facebook, man?
Am I on Facebook? No.
Can you get on Facebook? All right, so I want to give you this link. All right. But see this? This is good news.
All right. Facebook.
Hold on. Where you at, Ron? I'm looking for you.
Hang on. I'm in Marketplace right now. There I am.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you in Gunslinger's chat room or Mike's?
No, but I'm a member of it, yeah.
Oh, which one?
Core.
No, I'm not. No core group.
Well, core is Mike from up there in New
Hold
York.
On.
That's his thing.
Let me try to find you. I gotta find you.
Oh, you should have me.
No, I don't have you.
Really?
You search. Yeah, hold on, Ron.
Sure? Rick, R-E-C-K. You Gunslinger's Bar and Grill, MFP Report, Holly Mark, two others.
All right, are you in there? Here you are. Is this you?
You're sending something to me.
No, wait a minute. There's a picture of somebody. Here you are. I recognize it. Here you are.
No, it's the logo of the show.
Yeah. All right, I'm sending the link right to that messenger.
Okay, yeah, there you are, Williamson. Okay, I got you.
It's called Goal, to get clear communication like this. And then you can see what it says on the thing. Brain-to-brain communication. See, because you're part of the communication. Your consciousness is something that helps facilitate it. It needs to be there or it won't happen. Yeah.
Why, you motherfucker, YouTube?
Now, when you ask me to explain, when you ask me how to explain, okay, how this is done, is I'm modulating the medium band, all right, and I got a 35 second video on what that sounds like, and then you can kind of understand, yeah.
But I'm not getting the video, the link ain't coming through. I know you did. I'm not denying that. But I'm copying and pasting it. You know, it's the best way to do it. So a lot of times you can't BTR. A lot of it's Facebook BTR. Let's see. Okay. Biden confesses extra lying was well tuned. No. Welcome to my channel. Yes.
I shit you not, from using this, okay, the fucking FBI, sent me a fucking text message saying I was having a problem with my internet. They sent this guy out, kind of a little bit hyper, and he starts talking to me about gold, like ammunition, like thousands around ammunition, you know, and gold and silver and hoarding and all this, like nothing about this. So I played that for him. So this is to it a second time. Right. I opened my safe. They asked him his name three times. He gave me his first and last name. I couldn't find this dude. I asked, you know, a cop I know in New York. He's a demonologist, or he tried it. He got out of it because it sucks. Said no. That's how they do investigations like that, man. Like they come in. Yeah. They get a fucking warrant and they come in. And I know why. I understand why, because it was a very serious fucking thing. I mean, I literally told them, hey, you're going to have an attack in D.C. And the guy's like, when? The guy asked me, he says, when? I said, it could be happening right now.
Right.
You know, he asked me, he said, well, what, with what kind of weapons? I said, from a knife to a bomb. All of them. Like a gun, you know, all that shit.
Right.
So, and I gave him the time frame, and he took it down, and then it happened. So I had the balls to call back, and I'm like, what, did you not pay attention to my warning? You know, and it was the female. She was freaked out. And then it happened after that. And then they closed their office here and left. All right, did you get the video?
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm trying to find this link, man. It won't fucking come to me. It won't not let me bring it up. That link you gave me in Facebook. Yeah, man. I'm trying to. It won't fucking drive with me.
That's just stupid. I'll put it in Gunslinger's.
I don't know, man. If it's the actual link, it's in I'm seeing you. I'm copy pasting. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I just put it in Gunslinger's Bar and Grill. If I go on the link, it takes me to the...
Okay, let me ask you this question on that link. Is it J8HLBLJB1JSOK? Question mark? Would that be the letters?
Hold on, Ron. So fuck.
I know. I'm sorry, man, but I just can't... I don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong. Okay, it says, you know, HTTPS YouTube with BE, and it says / J8HLJB1J.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Okay, all right. That's all I need to know.
That.
Okay.
So, that's it. Don't click on the image if there's an image there. Just
I know that. Yeah, I've been doing this a little bit while, man. You know, I've been doing it. You know, but
I don't know how to do it.
Well, I'm copying it. Okay. Fuck it. Just, you know,
copy
bucket,
link.
Bar. Fuck it. Paste it.
And then just
put, give me.
Whatever you put it in.
Brain-to-brain communication. Level
right.
Chrome. That's why it wouldn't come up. That was it. Okay, 24 seconds. So let's be quiet.
And listen to headphones.
Yeah, I hear something. I can't make it out, though. I kind of hear your sound of your voice a little bit, but in like a female voice. Is that correct?
So you didn't hear the female voice say April, and then I repeated it? That's what I heard.
No, I have to play it again, bro. Hang on.
Like, she says April. Sounds like a female voice says April, and then you hear me say April? Because I'm repeating what I just heard. To, like, clarify.
Like on the 12th second in this video, is that where it's at? Just where I'm picking it up at.
It just sounds like a female voice say April.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you can analyze it all you want, man. I'd actually appreciate it.
Well, I got a full studio here, Billy.
Well, I
can pull this all apart.
Now, before that, you hear, it sounds like a man's voice, all right? It sounds a little bit weird because it's being modulated.
Uh-huh.
Right. To a freaking receiver. It's ridiculous.
I think I've had this in the studio before. I think I did fuck with this before, didn't I?
You may have.
If I remember correct.
Now, the first thing it says is, all right, after it says, hi, Will, right, you hear hi, Will, and then you hear, I think, and then you hear government, and then you hear a female voice say, fall. Okay. And then you're going to hear me say when, all right? And then you're going to hear her say April. And then
so let me back it up. So it's
April?
Within the first 12 seconds, the half of the sound. Okay, let me pull
just
it back.
Listen,
let me go back.
Just listen to it until you hear me repeat the word April. And you
okay,
tell
that's
me
what I'm
hear.
Saying. But it's on the 12 second mark. That's where I found that. So,
okay.
All right, hang on. Just hang tight. Let me do it again. Yeah, I caught it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to sit down and pull this shit apart to really separate everything. You know what I mean? I think I've done it before. I can't remember. It's been too fucking long.
Right.
But I need to do that again.
Now you heard government, and then
right.
Fall. Then you heard
right.
Fall.
Yeah,
and then you hear me say when,
uh-huh.
right?
Right.
You might not.
If she said April, then you said April. So yeah.
Right. Now there's another little thing at the end. If you listen, don't worry about the word. I think it says quick. All right, but again, this is modulated, so it's not perfect. Hey, I can pick some of this. You know, listening to it, you know, from audio to text.
Right.
What's really cool about this is that the end, you hear, like, these three tones. Like, out of the movie, Contact of the Third Kind. Only through the receiver, it goes, you hear, at the end, you hear these tones, you hear quick. And then you hear do-do-do, you know, which I think is the most interesting part.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll find out. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know.
Tell me that ain't me coming out of the
I get that, but I'm saying I'm gonna have to put this and I'm gonna tear it apart. It's gonna take some time to do all that. You know, I got a couple hours to play with. But what I'll do is I'll record it in pieces, Billy. I'll cut it up in pieces. You follow me? And you'll hear the background noise. Well, I'm saying I can get rid of the background noise. I can get actually the whole voices because each signal, each voice and sound is going to have a different signal where I can take them apart. You know what I mean? Amplify them, tweak them. I can make them sound exactly what they sound like. You know,
okay.
Filtering out all the bullshit, you know.
All right. Because
the sound's there. The sound exists. You know, once the sound exists, I can do anything I want with it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, AI has picked up government, you know what I'm saying? There's, like, my one, which is private, which is a whole experiment. Because it goes into, like, I asked an assumption, you know, when does the United States government fall? All right? Mm-hmm. And then it does answer. And what I hear is, like, what's the tipping point, basically? And it's like speech.
Mm-hmm.
It says it twice, speech.
Right.
A different speech.
Right.
That's pretty much what it says.
Right.
I would say we definitely have lost that free speech.
You know, that's what I said about my show. I was in a conversation with somebody about the show earlier. And I said, you know, it's you know, a matter of time before I'm shut the fuck up. You know, I mean, and I've said this before. The bench are going to shut us all up. You know, that's what's going to happen. And it's going to come soon. You know, I said this quite a few years ago. I think we had that long discussion on a lot of different shows, you know. But, you know, I think between me and other person kind of said it at the same fucking time, you know. But, you know, I mean.
But see, this is the good news in it, Rob. This is the good news. Imagine. Okay, you have to suffer through life for 100 years. But at the end, okay, you're completely content. You know, you're in pure love and happiness and joy and all that stuff. It's like the payoff. Again, to discern, like people say, you know, try to discern shit out of scripture and different religions and spirituality. To think that you could possibly know the mind of God even a little bit, you're fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it because you're wrong. Absolutely 100% wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's all from the magical word of greed, Billy. This is all that has gone to people's heads so much. And it's the richest people that have lost their fucking minds. You know, they're just fucking batshit crazy.
Well, no,
have you heard the word? And it ain't talking about the bird, brother. Do you hear it? There's a corporation that has made the first CEO is a fucking AI robot. Ain't that a bitch? You're going to let a robot run a major fucking corporation. Okay.
I didn't hear that.
I heard it. I don't know about it, but, you know, I mean, I don't have nothing to prove it. It just, you know, I heard this rumor, you know. Wouldn't stop me, but somebody's got to be running that motherfucker behind the curtain. You know what I mean? Come on, be real.
No, man. Do you want to hear something really cool? Hold on. All right. Wait a minute. See, this is the base of the modulation. You can fucking hear it.
Right.
Hold on.
Right.
I think that music you were playing was wild. Holy crap.
You like that? You knew who that was?
Damn it. All right. This is going to be in Gunslinger's Bar and Grill. Okay. So you can actually hear the modulation and the lights are really good as a visual representation of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that it's kind of going with the modulation.
Right.
So it just gives you a visual, like, way to look at it besides hearing. I thought that's pretty crafty of me.
Let's see, 34 seconds. What's going on, Grandpa Boyd? Is Laurie's show over?
Yeah, she finally kicked us out.
Did she really? That's
the
nice
blog
stuff.
Talk. The blog.
Oh, be
the blog talk killing. Radio did.
Yeah, I had to split, and I got back too late. I just like 10 minutes too late to get back in. So well.
I thought you got kicked out. I thought you got kicked out.
I probably did get kicked out. Fuck, Laurie doesn't like me, man. Her and Mike, neither one of them fuckers like me at all. Found out why.
Mike.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah, Mike hates me too, man. Mike and Laurie both fucking hate me.
Which Mike?
Louisiana Mike.
Oh.
Hates me.
Yeah.
So does Laurie Ann. Laurie Ann hates my guts too, man. I'm a no good motherfucker. All right, hang on. Give me 34 seconds. Let me listen to this shit. Let me scope it out.
It's just the base of the modulation for communication.
Yeah. What are you using to modulate though? What is your?
It's an inverter. It converts DC to AC.
Okay.
A very huge electromagnetic field. You know what I'm saying? Like it interferes with shit. Especially
you get 311 subscribers, but you only got 6 fucking views, Billy. Fuck, man. Am I a subscriber?
I just put that up, man. No, you're not.
Oh, did you?
I'm
not a subscriber? Really?
I don't know, dude. I don't think so.
I'm not. I think. I'm subscribed. I am now. And I'll give you the finger. One up. There you go. All right. That is interesting, though. Matter of fact, change subject. You what?
No, I said the UAP Society with Chris Lado. He's a retired F-16 pilot. Yeah, he's interested in investigating this further.
Really?
Yeah, but you know something? I personally don't. I'll tell you how to do it. You know, because you know, I'm convinced. I don't need it. I've done it so many times. Come on, man. Play modulation. It sounds like a weird – will you tell me what that sounds like to you? Because there's two sounds coming from it.
Right.
And I am manually switching stations.
Right.
Right. Like literally one click at a, on a digital AM radio.
God damn it. I'm sorry, man.
You might recognize it. I don't know. You know more about sound than I do.
Yeah, but I also know a lot about electricity, too.
How about electromagnetic fucking electricity? Radiation.
Well, that's always a fun one. It's available on all your buses and your cell phones nowadays. You know that?
Right.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, they talk about these electric buses and shit. I said, well, that's fine. Put our children in a big fucking gigantic battery-operated microwave. You know? Shit goes south.
Right, and then basically a coil, like a Tesla coil, you need two of them. Not that big. It pretty much hijacks the radio through the electromagnetic field. It's like wirelessly. It's really cool, but it's doing it through a different method. And then all you hear coming through the speakers is the Tesla coils down. It's like a burr, you know, like snap, like a snapping sound. And then there's wires that you can move around and tune, the radio at that point on the AM band, on the medium band, you can actually tune it. What I noticed was, like, a certain tone. Even my wife recognized it, you know, a couple times. It was like a doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. And then...
Right, I caught that part of that at the end.
Right, then you were basically connected. And you could fucking talk, and you would get an answer back. But where's the answer coming from? I've settled on God or the heavenly realm. Because there's also a not-so-good realm, because I ran into that by accident. Brian literally had to call for help. And on my digital recorder, I picked up a male voice saying deadly pestilence. You know, after getting... get out. Yeah, oh, my God, it was crazy. And the electromagnetic field was high because I had a little small cheap one from Amazon. And it was... I did 360 turns all around me. I went back. I thought she had bad wiring. And it was all gone. And she said she felt better that night and went out with her friends. And she said she couldn't do that for months. That's because she was playing with a fucking pendulum.
Right.
Asking questions. But in the mindset that it was wrong.
Right.
Yeah, so she brought like a negative type of thing. And I can't explain it, dude. I have no idea.
Yeah.
All I know is told me April, basically 2024, that government was going to fall. That don't sound good to me.
Well,
That sounds like I got to be on my own. That's why I've been preparing for fucking 10 years, man.
Yeah.
Well, when my brother's calling me up, my brother in the city calling
me up. Yeah,
that's
kind of a mind blower, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying, it's just, you know, he finally, he's like, you know something, what you've been talking about, it's happening. So he just wanted to double check with me, like, I had to tell my wife, I said, David called. And she's like, you know, what do you want? I haven't talked to him in almost a fucking year, man, since my mom died. Didn't even send me
right.
a little teeny, you know, thing with ashes in it, you know, whatever. Totally forgot about me. But I guess something scared him, and he called me up, and he said, hey, you know, shit gets really bad. Me and Katie are coming up there, you know, where you're at.
Right.
He wanted to make sure it was okay.
Right.
I asked him, I said, you have a gun? He said, yes. Yeah. You know,
right.
And he's got a pickup truck. He's got a pickup truck, too. You know, and he's a smart guy. He's, you know, he's in the construction. He can do anything.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, because it's only going to take him, like, 2 months, if that, it's about three months top. Took my son 3 months, and he was squared away. He had, you know, was able to move out. So I was like, yeah, man, whatever, cool. Definitely used to pick up truck. I got that little green car now. But, it, you know,
right.
gets 40 miles of the gallon. Yeah, it gets 40 miles of the gallon for some reason.
Right.
I mean, that's a possibility as much, I think, as anything else. Did you listen to the modulation?
Yeah,
I listened
to it.
Play it? And how come you can't play it on it for other listeners?
Well, I don't think the quality through BTR is going to be worth a fuck if I do. I mean, I can try if you want me to.
Yeah, just do the modulation. I mean, if somebody wants to... go to this other video where you can actually hear it's like God predicting government's going to fall in 2024.
Okay, we want the receiver experiment is what we want. Is that
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, because you can All hear right. it. And I'm using a better receiver and everything, so you can hear it really good. Right. You know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is how you know that it's not coming from the medium band.
Right.
I'm
going to center this on my mixer board so people can get a
right.
clear shot of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, y'all ready?
The base.
Okay,
the
y'all ready? Let's go.
Mm-hmm. It's getting washed out. It's fucking all fucked up, man. We can't even hear it over the phone.
You can't hear that? You can't hear
it? It's fading in and out, but that doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's going from different levels of strength. You hear it floating, you know, going up and
right,
down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right, so it's more like a, it's more wavy, I guess. you can say. I don't know how to explain it because I can't really visualize it. That's why I put them lights there to try to give a visual. I don't know if that was helpful or not. It kind of gets you into, you know, you can hear it better. I don't know. Some people.
Right.
It's hard for them to hear some things. I don't know why. And other people, it's extremely easy. It's really strange. Like, you have to go back a second time and listen to it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I hear that.
Right, right.
You know, you just had to go back a second time.
Right.
So what this Chris Lato guy wants to do, and his UAP society, is basically do this experiment again. Repeat this experiment.
Right.
So I said, okay. I said, all right. You know, I prayed on it, and I was like, my intention is not to, you know, because if I get profit from it, that's called divination, and that's not good in God's eyes.
Yeah.
But see, that's the good news. You can stop being worried. You can stop worrying about your dead loved ones. Stop worrying about your death, because that's an audible, not a visual, which they have video of, like in Egypt. If you're Catholic, the Holy Blessed Mother with flying doves. They look like UFOs. Lasted a couple of years. Yeah. This is audible. This is all, like, I have seen light. Like, there's a video, if you look on my thing, there's a really cool shot of a plasma ball. Really close up, too.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah. And I put different filters on it. And you can see it has a tail. And you can see that it reflects off the white chair.
Right.
And makes, like, a flash. It's pretty neat, man. It's like a plasma ball. It wasn't lightning. It was something else.
Right. Huh.
Right.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Check it out. It's fucking nuts.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can fucking find it.
Hang on, man. I'm trying to...
Let me see what it's called. It's called, yo, smart people, look at this. Any ideas what it is?
Right.
I'll share it with you. You can just look at it and see what you think this thing is. And there's different filters on it as it goes on. Like a white filter, a black filter.
Oh, shit. I didn't see Gunslinger walked in the door. Sorry, Guns. Oh, you're waiting 9 fucking minutes? Damn, I'm a no-good fucking host. Welcome to No Good fucking Crazy Nation. Goddamn radio.
Damn, you son of a bitch. I've been sitting here cussing your ass out.
I'm saying you've got every right to. Goddamn me fucking sons of bitch, motherfucker me.
Bitch slap.
Yeah, shit. Buck, can't help it, man. Can't help it. I tried.
And me going on and on here. But, yeah, I just sent that. Now, you tell me, Gunslinger, it's in your chat room. What do you think that is, man? It's not lightning. It looks like a...
St. Elmo's fire.
It made no sound. It didn't hurt anything.
Come on, Facebook book.
And it just popped into existence. Like it's almost in the middle of the driveway.
The
it just shows up. Because I was looking out the camera because it was raining live, and I happened to catch that.
Okay, Facebook froze up on me. Okay, there is Gunslinger. Okay, gotcha. Did I lose you guys too? Are we cool?
No, I'm still
Gunslinger. All right, you're still here. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, check this out. It's raining.
Like, I'm
thinking rain or snow.
I think Gunslinger might have actually seen something like that before, being, you know, about an electrician. Because plasma does have, is a type of electricity, isn't it? Isn't it like kind of like electricity?
Static. Well, it's a distributed way of electricity.
So this
plasma.
Is just light. It's electric plasma. Maybe.
Are you talking about orbs? 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 Where are, I think it's orbs.
No,
plasma bundle.
Like,
I mean, Boyd, you
go
know more about this shit.
Gunslinger,
being telecommunication.
It's not nothing to do with orbs.
It's kind of like fucking fiber optic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. So, you know, fiber optic is a hair. I mean, it's a fucking hair, man.
Right. It almost looks like a laser being shined down on my fucking mind.
Right. Right.
It's crazy,
like a full distortion area. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. It's distorted. Like it's grounded, you know, like a lightning bolt hit it and it kept fucking pumping, producing, you know, voltage in the flash, the white part of the flash. You know, it's real bright.
It made no sense. No sound, no damage.
Right. Yeah. Well, had you ever seen some of them fires in California, man, where a fucking house would be cooked to the fucking foundation, but the house next door never got touched?
Ooh, I didn't even see that.
You know, that's like a fucking laser shot. Just like that shit happened in Hawaii a couple months back, man. That shit happened in Hawaii, killed all that fucking people in Hawaii. That's what the fuck that was.
Yep. That
had to be. Some type of energy.
Yeah.
Some type of
energy.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You know, they even had a little video on it there on X, formerly Twitter or whatever it is. And, you know, they showed these two cars out there in the middle of the field. And houses, you can see, right, just 100, 150 feet away, not touched. Fence ain't even burned. But the cars are melted. The fucking aluminum wheels, doorknobs, glass, melted out of them. But the house is just right across that fence there, just perfectly untouched. So tell me that there wasn't no kind of energy weapon. Bullshit.
I don't think what I can.
Like a tornado's effect.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something had to do it. No, that doesn't look like a direct energy weapon. It didn't do any damage. It's only light. It's just light moving. It shows up and it has a tail.
That's what a directed energy weapon is. It only is concentrated in one certain area and everything else is left untouched. That's a directed energy weapon.
Yeah, in the area that it hit, because it went right over my white chair. In one of the filters, you can even see a flash of light.
Your biggest haters here, Ron.
Oh, my God. They're coming out of the goddamn woodwork, ain't they? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, Lord, help me. Please, Lord, tonight on Crazy Nation Church with non-Reverend Ron Reck, say it be the Lord to save all souls and all forgiveness. We all have to forgive and forget the holiness of Jesus Christ. That was put on the cross for you and me to continue being sinners and ill greats and all things like that.
Say it, Ron. Looking say it. Yeah.
Past praise
plate,
just
past
overall
the,
here. God damn it.
Pass the plate, yeah. Pass the plate.
Son of a bitch, I tell you, Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Yeah. Want you to dig deep in them pockets.
All hail, lucid libertarian.
Your nemesis
has arrived.
Yeah. Yes, the nemesis has ride the hater. Where's her boyfriend Mike at the other hater? He hates me too. They both fucking hate me. They're a dynamic duo of haters hating me for the things
I've never done to them. Invading you because my show ended, so here we
I'm
are.
I'm a rabble rouser, though. Goddamn, would you hang around with people like me, Lori? What the fuck are you thinking?
Rabble, rabble, rabble. I hang out with you. Yeah.
But I admitted today that you hated me.
You don't rabble enough on my show.
I did. You hate me, and I know why, and I don't blame you. I do. And I know Mikey hates me too, you know. But, you know, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. I didn't even know nothing about it until
August. You're so pinkworthy. You're so pinkworthy, Ron Rock.
I know.
You make yourself pinkworthy.
It's cool.
You
what
love it.
What happened?
I love you. You know that. I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah, but you
we're
over
embellishing like the media does.
Well, see, no, it's true, and I've been heartbroken ever since. I understand why. But it was something about the involvement of you and Mikey inviting you to a group on Facebook, okay? And then they got a little pissed about it and kicked you guys out. Well, I figured that's why you hate me.
Oh, yeah,
but I'm not
a while ago. Ancient history.
I'm not the one that did. I didn't do nothing. I had nothing to do with that.
Wow, but, for once yeah. I wasn't involved, huh?
Oh, Joseph, yeah,
no,
your name
you weren't
mentioned all through it.
No.
Your name is fucking definitely mentioned. No, man, I'm fucking with you.
No, Mike made the mistake of adding me, and the owner of the group chat didn't like it because without permission and territorial and didn't matter if I was worthy or not, you know, that kind of thing.
It had a lot to do with privacy too.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than what you could, you know, really.
I know.
You know, you're
so
blind.
I know.
You know.
Like, it was about
privacy,
but it was just like, you know, I'm not going to be sharing what we say anywhere. And,
well, I know,
and,
but later on,
someone in the inner circle
should
be able to make a judgment and go, yeah, this person isn't somebody to
worry
about.
That,
you know?
It wasn't a judgment either, dear. That wasn't, no. That's not the reason why. I will explain it to you one day, and you'll understand. I'm serious, dear. I'm not trying to hide nothing from you, but just, you know, at this moment in time, it just has to be that way, you know. You know, legality things, legal shit, it's a bunch of mess. So, anyway. But nobody's done nothing wrong.
Yeah,
everybody's cool.
Yeah, I get that impression. Anyway, moving on to other things.
secret.
You got a secret? You had no
squirrel.
No, Mr. Robot.
Sing it, baby.
No, Bo.
Secret squirrel.
What do we have for him, Johnny, on Secret Square? What is today's secret about the next one? Talking about the other one, fucking the other one. Fuck Meg, fuck Roger. Did Roger fuck Meg or Roger fuck Roger? Who fucked who? On today's episode of Who Got Fucked? Brought to you by Nabisco.
Apparently somebody named Roger.
Roger got fucked. Anyway, I did have a clip I was going to play much, much earlier till I was playing, sitting back doing the ass trip, listening to a bunch of Aphrodite's Child. It was nice. But anyway, Laurie, I tried to get back to your show, but I had to take off. I had to go do something real quick, and I couldn't get back fast enough to get back to your show. And I tried to call your number. It told me the chick from England said, fuck off, sir. You're fucking too fucking light, Mike. Get the fuck off. So, it's too late.
Fuck you. We don't want you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know it.
You know, the bitch didn't even say goodbye to me when she kicked me off.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah. Didn't say,
it's a policy
thank you
violation.
For using low job radio. Yeah. Shouldn't tell you that. Yeah. Bitch. Then you got the gay guy. Do you start your show now? Press 1.
Yeah. I'm wondering about that guy.
If you need further instructions, press 2. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah.
If you're left to go to bed,
you got 5 seconds left, you stupid fucker. 5 seconds left. Yeah. You go live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You know, that fucking little sound effect. Yeah. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blow Cock Radio. You blow cock so we're cock blowers.
Oh my God.
And that's how they say that in England. You know that? That's the fucked up part about it, you know. You know.
Oh yeah. I've heard that.
You know, hey, you give me a blow, sweetie, you know. Well, can you give me no made a blow? You know.
Well, you know, it's a British accent. Mm-hmm. It's a British accent to say, I'm not coming, I've arrived.
Yes, that's British. Yes, that's
I have arrived.
Yeah, I have arrived. Right. I have arrived, sir. May I have a faggot?
Yes.
I need a fag.
Well, bloody me socks.
It's a cigarette, you know. It's a cigarette, you know. They call them bags. That's...
I know. I was just going to say, Mary, you're making me want to go out in my garage and have a few drags of a fag. Even though I just
Yesterday, dear. I was sitting back yesterday blowing out a fag, and I was just having a wonderful
And now
time.
I have to have a few more drags of a fag.
Until this fucking bloke slut called me up. You know, on the phone, I'm trying to blow this fag.
Same, mate.
I'll be lighting up another cigar. You guys keep that up.
Yeah. I don't know what they call cigars, you know. I don't know what they call them, you know. Excuse me, mate. Do you happen to have a match? I'm trying to like this log of shit. Would you help me out a little bit? You know, I appreciate it.
Like the log of...
it's a log of horse shit. You know, would you give me a bump, brother? I'd really appreciate it, you know. Oh, I like cigars, too. You know, I do. But, I mean, I don't know what you call
it. I actually do as well. I actually like a good cigar once in a while.
I knew Laurie
I seen
you in a t-shirt and a tattoo
from
said
my
Mel.
Grandfather.
You had a
he
tattoo
always
says Mel
loved
on
a good cigar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I grew up, but I know what a good cigar smells like and tastes like. Because you got to remember, this was back in the 70s. My
back
grandpa
in the ancient
was
time
the
of the
one
70s.
That, you know, I took my first, you know, puff off a cigar. Like, this is a good cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like, that was acceptable. That was like, this is my grandfather, my all-wise veteran grandfather going, this is what a good cigar tastes like.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know? Right.
Appreciate it.
I got somebody in the chat room. Cinny, is that... How it's said, C-I-N-N-I. Cinny? What does that mean?
That's Cinnamon. Yeah. That is Donnie C's wife.
Donnie C's wife. Oh, Cinnamon. Okay. All right. Right on. Well, welcome to the show.
Beyond the Mainstream, Saturday night. Yeah, Donnie. Yeah,
that's
his wife.
I'm sorry about the language I use on the show, man, but it's, you know, on me. I mean, Perry Steele was the one who taught me to be this way. I used to never be like this. Until I was a host on Perry Steele.
She is good people. I'll vouch for.
Right on. I'm sure she is. She goes to my show. Of course, she's got to be good.
You lying, bitch, you. I got a second language.
You know,
I'm a gunslinger.
Ron Rex show, you've got to realize you've entered into the Twilight Zone the way it is. You call into the show, you participate, you're in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. You had that thought.
And,
do you want to go down the rabbit hole?
Enjoy it.
And on Laurie Ann's show, it's just a freaking free-for-all.
I don't know about Laurie Ann's show. I get pretty fucking bored on there. I start falling asleep and shit. I'm like, fuck. Like, what was that song she played today? Something about, you know, the government can, you know, and fuck.
Yeah,
I know.
The government can.
Yeah,
the government can.
I seen a video on that. Some guy, micro guy, was doing that same song on video on YouTube. It was pretty funny. That the government can. Yeah. Yeah. I think it should
be
more.
Well, you know, that's like, it's one of those things, a lot of conversations, but I got to admit, it's usually after the live show ends that the most lively conversation happens.
Uh-huh.
But we did talk about some good stuff, though. You know, mine is a political show, so we talk a lot of political shit.
Right. Well, see, the reason I don't come on your show because I can't, the rules apply, and I can't do my, I can't be there, you know, because I'm the things that you don't want, you know, so I would be a rule breaker, so it wouldn't be right for me to be there, you know, so, I mean, out of respect, that's why I don't show up to your show. I show up in chat rooms, but I don't call in, you know. Because I'm no.
Well, yeah, but
shit.
If you really have something to say, you know,
you don't want me to say what I
you're
say,
welcome
Laura.
To.
You know better. You know better than let me fucking loose on a radio show at prime time era. Fuck no. That's why they don't let me on until after 10 o'clock because children listen and shit, man. They don't want people to hear my shit.
That's true.
You know, because I'll call somebody out. They talk about some stupid shit, and I'm totally fucking against it. I don't care. I'll just rip into them. I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what time of the show I'm on. I've been on shows in the middle of the day ripping people apart. You know, but that's, I mean, you know how I am. It's just, you know. And I'm a comedian. I make jokes of every fucking thing, so it don't matter to me. You know, I enjoy free will. I believe in free will. I do. I believe it. I don't believe in fucking rules.
Do you listen to my opening monologue? Like, even before I bring Valerie in, and I talk, you know,
and I comment, and you know, the shit that's going on,
and I try to inject a little bit of humor in that, too. But I'm
trying to convince myself, is this a political talk show or a fucking romper room?
Yeah.
I don't know how to ask. I just don't know how to ask.
It's political during the live, and then eventually as an end overtime, it becomes a romper room.
Well, I know. Yeah. I'm fucking with you.
I don't think anybody on this call would disagree with that.
But when I seen your picture of you, I mean, you're a pretty girl, okay? Don't get me wrong, but I think you look more like a fucking school teacher. You know, I'm looking for your OnlyFans page.
I look
like a school teacher?
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
you do. You kind of like a school teacher. Yeah. You know, you'd be like one of the school teachers I would have done. You know what I mean? And probably did. I don't know, but, you know, that's how I look at it.
Probably did. I don't know. I guess...
You know, I don't know if to raise my hand or, you know, because raising my hand in chat room or in, you know, blog talk, maybe like raising my hand in school, you know what I'm saying? You know? Mrs. Libertarian, you know, could you meet me under the benches of the football stadium after school? Shit like that, you know. The parking lot, backseat of my truck, you know.
Well, if you want it to be private, okay, you know.
I mean, no, we can break the parking lot in front of everybody. Fuck what everybody say. I'm the man of campus. I'm the big man on campus. I'm doing the fucking English teacher. You know, come on, give me a break. Shit.
Funny you said English teacher.
Yeah, English.
Do you
think
I would be an English teacher?
You be an English teacher?
If you are, then my mom was a substitute English teacher, and my grandmother on my dad's side was an English teacher in Brainerd High School. So, you know.
Right.
But yet, I would never want to teach that.
No.
I think if I were to teach something, I think it would be scary.
Really?
Like
metal shop, shit like that. How to make knives, machetes, hatchets, cleavers, shit like that.
Or even sex education. There you go.
Yeah, sex education, that's a good topic, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably get fired for that. Or history.
Yeah. Let's study.
I would probably get fired if I were to be a history teacher for even a semester. I'd probably get fired. Like, here's the real history. We're not
going
to go with the fucking federal government Department of Education approved curriculum for fucking history for a seventh grader.
Send her to the gym.
You know?
Send her to the fucking gym immediately.
We're going to go for the real shit.
And we're going to have a special speaker in class tomorrow, kids. Get a permission slip signed by your parents. Ron Rex is going to be here tomorrow to talk to you. So you got to get a permission slip. Listen to this guy talk to you. So now, children, this country is so fucked up. You know,
how fucked up is it, Mr. Rex?
It's fucked up, you know. God damn right it is a horrible place to be. It used to be a lovely place.
Right.
It used to be nice till I got older.
But that's the thing. They wouldn't even call you Mr. Rex. Like, nowadays in school, they're like, hey, fucker, Rex. What's on your mind, fucker?
You know what we're going to say, you old fucking prick? Bring it out, you know?
Don't respect you.
If we don't say something we want to hear, bitch, we're going to fuck you up. You know? That's what will happen. You know, fucking teachers get beaten. Teachers need to be beaten. Some of them really do. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? Don't beat the child. Let the child beat the teacher. You know, shit. My sixth grade teacher was the most.
I just want them fired. You know, I had an English comp teacher. Mm-hmm. And I was really good friends with, like, this ultra-A student chick, right? But in this woman's class, she was so senile. She was senile, absolutely senile. She would assign us, like, okay, read chapter 3 and we'll have a quiz on it. And then she would give us a quiz on, like, chapter 8. And everybody would fucking fail it. It's like, what
do you know? You
know,
want me to tell you about
and then
how
she
I
would deny
fucking...
that she did that. And it's like,
right?
We got this A-plus student that got a C-minus in her class, barely passing.
Mm-hmm.
Only class in my friend of mine that got anything less than an A. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's like, if this is not the most obvious fucking fucked up stupid teacher. And she actually kicked me out of class. This teacher, she kicked me out of class because I wore a sweater that was around the shoulders, but I wore like a thick banded tank top underneath it, so it really wasn't showing my shoulders or all that, you know, because of the layering that I did, right? But she kicked me out of class and sent me to the principal's office. Because my sweater was too sexually alluring and distractive. And I'm like, yeah, fine, just give me detention. Fuck you.
You know what I would have said if I was you? You know what I would have told
the
motherfucker?
The principal wanted me to apologize to her, you know?
Because
she was having me escorted out. I'm like, I'm not going to take my sweater off. What are you talking about?
No. Here's what I'd say. I would say, look here, you know, I don't make no money at this school, so I work the parking lot after school, so shut the fuck up, you know. So shut the fuck up, you old bitch. But anyway, you want to hear something odd and weird in my world about being a musician and being crazy? How I can claim to be totally fucking retarded when I play music is because my first teacher was also my second grade teacher. Okay, you get that? Just seems common, right? Just
yep.
Okay, cool,
got it.
Right on. That's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't.
They
no, you don't.
More
no,
than,
you don't.
You
don't
know.
Get it. No, no, no.
No,
no, no. You
teachers
don't get
did
it.
It.
No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. My first grade teacher was named Mrs. Wilson. Okay, you know, came. It's the American name Wilson. Okay, my second grade teacher was named Mrs. Wilson. Okay. And here's the fun part about Mrs. Wilson. There was two of her. There was two Miss Wilsons. They were twin sisters. One taught first, the other taught second. Ain't that fucking ironic? You want to talk about fucking with a kid's mind that young of age? You know? Here I am thinking I'm still this the same teacher as I had in first
especially
grade.
Around Halloween.
But they're identical twin sisters, and they dressed the same. And they were old broads. They were gray-haired old women. They were real petite, though. They were really, you know, well-dressed, like a school marm look. You know what I mean? I mean, they were cool. And they were good teachers, you know. It was just, you know, show magic tricks and shit. They were fucking cool, man, back in then, you know. But I'll never forget that. Now, you know, I, matter of fact, I did an interview one time. They asked me about my childhood and going to school. I said, yeah, the only weirdest thing I ever had in my first and second grade teacher was the same person. You know, like, no, it's not uncommon that, you know, it could be they moved to a different class. And no. They were twin, identical twin sisters. One taught first, second taught, you know, first and second grade, little sister. But anyway, I just saw, I think it was kind of creepy. And I just remembered it whole my whole life. You know, I remember the two sisters, the Wilson sisters, you know. And it wasn't Nancy and her sister, you know. It was, I don't remember what their name was, but their last name was Wilson. So anyway, they were never married. You know, I don't know what
it's weird. Like, have you ever looked into the studies on identical twins and, like, even especially studies on identical twins that were separated at birth and end up, like, you know, countries away from each other their similarities and stuff? It's really fucking creepy if you think about it, you know? They can be in opposite ends of the world and they end up having, like, very similar interests. Areas of study, profession they choose have similarities. Like, yeah, it's astounding to think about.
Habits, quirks,
like, how
all
does that
shit.
Happen?
Yeah.
That is statistically impossible.
Right.
As often as it happens.
It does. But like I said, they were good teachers. You know, it was just odd. It's an odd kind of an odd setup. Anyway, earlier I was going to play a clip. and I'm going to do it now, whether you guys like it or not. It's only 4 minutes long, 4 minutes, 26 seconds, okay? So if I can bother you for that amount of time in your life, you know, I'd appreciate it.
Geez, that's forever, man.
I know, but anyway, it's about Social Security, and I'd like to, you know, one day I might have to have it, you know, if it does exist at that time. So let's check this out, just for the fun of it, kids. Here we go. Rock on.
Channel, where we uncover the latest insights on the ever-evolving world of Social Security. I've got some thrilling news to share with you today. We're about to take a deep dive into the realm of Social Security and discover how recent changes and Speaker Mike Johnson's fiscal approach might impact your benefits. But hold on, this isn't just another rundown of facts and figures. It's a journey through the complexities of a crucial topic that affects millions of lives. We'll unravel the proposed changes, understand the strategies, and discuss the potential consequences for your future. By the end of this video, you'll have a clear picture of what's on the horizon for Social Security. Will it thrive, adapt, or face challenges? We're about to find out together. So hit that like button if you're ready for some valuable insights. And don't forget to subscribe and ring that notification bell. Trust me, you won't want to miss our upcoming updates. Stay with us until the end because knowledge is power, and we're here to empower you with the latest information. Let's get started. Speaker Mike Johnson's commitment to fiscal responsibility is a significant factor in the equation. He raises concerns about the soaring cost of living and aims to combat inflation by reining in federal spending. This is a valid concern, as inflation can severely impact the purchasing power of Social Security benefits, especially for retirees living on fixed incomes. However, the crucial question remains, where will the necessary cuts be made? While Speaker Johnson emphasizes the need for federal spending reductions, the fear is that these cuts might affect essential programs like Social Security. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are often referred to as entitlement programs, but it's essential to remember that individuals pay into these programs throughout their working lives. As a result, many consider it their right to receive benefits when they retire. One of the most significant challenges to Social Security's long-term sustainability is its projected insolvency by 2034. To address this, various changes have been proposed, and increasing the full retirement age is one of them. Currently, the full retirement age is 66 or 67, depending on the year of birth. Every year we increase the full retirement age, lifetime benefits decrease by about 7%. Therefore, if we see an increase from 67 to 68 or even to 70, this could significantly impact the benefits retirees receive. The proposal to gradually raise the normal retirement age, supported by Speaker Johnson, is one solution being considered. This gradual increase is projected to reach age 69 and potentially age 70 in the future. While it can help ensure the program's solvency, it does come at the cost of reduced lifetime benefits for retirees. Another proposal centers around changing how cost of living adjustments, COLA, are calculated. Currently, COLA is based on the Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers, CPIW. Johnson's camp suggests a shift to the Consumer Price Index for All Urban Consumers, CPIU, arguing it offers a more accurate representation of inflation. However, this change could lead to smaller benefit increases, impacting retirees' ability to keep up with rising costs. Additionally, there's the notion of privatizing retirement benefits. This idea isn't new, but it faces significant resistance, especially in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is unlikely to support such a move, making it an uncertain prospect. Right now, the immediate concern is passing a government funding bill to prevent a shutdown, as this could have a domino effect on many government programs, including Social Security. As these discussions and changes evolve, we'll continue to keep you updated on how they could impact your Social Security benefits. To stay informed, please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. We'll be here to provide you with the latest updates as the situation unfolds. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next update. In summary, Social Security's future is uncertain, and Speaker Mike Johnson's fiscal approach could have a significant impact. To stay informed, like this video, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. We'll keep you updated on any changes that might...
God damn, don't keep fucking shoving it in my face. You're a fucked up channel. You know, the end of the world's fucking coming. It kind of sucked, didn't it? Wasn't what I expected. Anyway.
Yeah, well, on the other side of the fence is if you're going to use their whole video, you're basically using it on your show.
Absolutely.
You have an obligation to play their promos and stuff like that.
No, I don't. I'm not obligated to shit. No, I'm not.
As a courtesy, usually when I see a video from somebody, it's like, I'll let them plug their show, like, yes, follow them on YouTube and
but
shit like that. It's like
it
the least
hard.
I can do since
Laurie,
I'm playing
pushing
their
it too hard,
on
sweetie.
My show.
I know, but if you push it too hard, people don't...
I'm too nice.
Well, maybe, but that's not what they... From the beginning of the show, you know, subscribe. You know, then towards the end, subscribe. And they hit the thumbs up, suck my dick, shit like that. That's what they were doing. That's over pushing yourself.
Yeah, there is such a thing as overdoing it. I agree.
Right,
there is overdoing it.
Right. There's
absolutely.
My argument. You know?
It's like,
right,
you know. I don't expect you to find my
the
fucking
video doesn't have enough standing
or
content
to me,
either.
Okay?
You follow me? The video wasn't great. You know, for as information goes. I didn't find any different
that.
Anything else I read. You know? So, yeah. Like I said, I mean, promote yourself all you want. I don't care. I that's cool by me, but some people, it turns them fucking off. You know, it does. You understand the first time or towards the end, hit subscribe, check me out. You know, I need to make some money, so click it fucking, subscribe for me. You know, keep watching this video 20 times. You know, I need more clicks. You know, BTR used to be like that. You know, they used to have a profit sharing set up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, BTR has failed on so many levels. But it's still, like, the only service where you can, like, actively call in, You don't have to have this elaborate apparatus to do it. It's, like, it's simple. You create the fucking show, and people call in, and you talk, and it's actually very simple.
Right.
There's really no other competitor, and that's sad because
it depends.
I have another platform.
I have a platform you can call in. I have another one besides this one. This ain't the only show I do.
I know you use Mixler, but I've never is it easy? I mean, because I've looked
at real
Mixler
fucking easy.
And I'm like, how the fuck
it's
do
easier,
I do
it's
this?
It's easier
it
than BTR. It's easier than BTR, but the thing is, you got to use a Skype number. That's how I'm getting by with it. I'm using a Skype number, and it works great. But it's the price is cheaper. You get 12 hours a day, you know what I mean?
But do people that want to call in, can they, live call in, and they don't have a bunch of fucking issues?
Absolutely. If you got a Skype, Skype, right? If you have Skype, you can call in.
That's the information that Mixler's
website. Or you can call in from a cell phone.
You
can call in from any number.
If I want to sign on to you, I want to know how this works. And the Mixler site does a really shitty job of telling how it works.
No,
I'm
Mixler
has a job to do to get me to understand how they fucking work.
No, it's easier than Blog Talk. You ain't got to fill out all that bullshit to promote your show. You ain't got to go through all that shit. You can go live instantly. Instantly. Shit already set up, ready to go. Boom, you're on. Just like that. Go live. Start. You're on. You're good
I know,
to go.
But what about other callers? Can they use their cell
they
phone?
Can call
Do
their,
they
can use their cell phone,
Skype?
Their landline, their Skype, whatever. However, you have an actually live number. It costs like $3 a year, You can call anywhere you fucking want. Except overseas, you can't do that. That'll cost you. But who gives a fuck? They're calling you. So it don't matter. But ask Gunslinger, they know. They've
still,
all been
on. Listen and not call in, that was kind of live.
No, you can call in.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
They're listening online. I do that with other shows. I'm not ready to call in yet, but I'm listening online.
Yes, you can do that too. You can do all that. Just like BTR.
I know,
easier.
And I'm looking at it's all payment plans.
$19 a year or $19 a month. 12 hours a day. Yep.
I wouldn't even need that much,
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, though, you ain't got to worry about no interruption. As long as your Skype's up and running, you ain't got to worry about it. You know? And Skype ain't too hard to keep running. I ran shows for hours on it, you know, hours and hours and hours. Like I said, you can ask Gunslinger or Boyd. They've been on it many times. When I wasn't on fucking BTR for a long fucking time, about a couple of years, I was on Mixler. I was on Buccaneer every day. I still did the show, you know, and it worked just as good as BTR. As a matter of fact, I had less shutdown times than on Mixler. I've never had a shutdown on Mixler. I could ever think. I think maybe one time something fucked up. That was about it. Any other time, it's always been smooth sailing. No fucking issues. No classical music and bullshit.
Well, you know,
I got to
tell you, if BTR has another big outage like they have, even though I've paid up, like, per their thing, like, they don't have to refund me if I pay for a year up in advance and cancel. Unless
I don't know,
due to their fault.
Right.
So, three times within 4 months, BTR has gone down when it comes to their shows. You know,
right. The
most recent with the classical music thing, it was the month before. And then it was a month and a half before that, like total outages as far as live shows being screwed up. And so if they do another one, it's kind of like, three strikes, you're out. You know, that'd be number four. And I could have a case to go, guess what? I cancel my year, you know, I paid up for this whole year.
Right.
A couple months ago.
Right.
And I'm doing so because you're violating your part of your terms of service.
Right.
You're not providing the service. You've had four major outages, in less than 3 months.
Right.
And, you know, you're not providing the service that per contract you're obligated to provide. So I should be able to cancel and get refunded my unused money.
Yeah. Well, I think you can cancel any time. You paid a year in advance. I don't know how the refund policy is. I don't know. You know, I don't do it that way.
No, I'll tell you what it is. If I cancel now without cause, I eat the money. They don't have to refund me my unused portion. That's per their terms of service. Unless it's something on their part. And given these outages, if they have another outages four times, I can totally go, I am canceling my contract. I paid for it in advance. Now I can demand per your own terms of service, you are not providing the service promised in this contract for, you know, multiple times. And you are obligated to pay me back the money because I paid a year in advance for a service that you're not reliably providing. You're violating your own contract.
Right.
Yeah. And so one more time, one more fucking strike. Blog Talk goes down again this month or next month.
Right.
It plays nothing but classical fucking music and nobody can do shows.
I
have all the fucking evidence I need to cancel my contract and they have to refund my money.
Right. Well, anyway, right now we're on Mixler too. Now I just programmed us into Mixler and all I did was hit two buttons and we're live. But anyway, if you go to Mixler on another page of your computer, if you're on your computer, you just go to Mixler and just type in Crazy Nation Radio and they'll take you right to the show. You get chat room, everything. We got chat, got all that good shit. So I can, you know, I can simultaneously broadcast on both platforms, you know, any given time. I generally do. Most of the time I will be on Mixler at the same time I'm on BTR. And then there's been times where we had so many good conversations going on is I'll run out of time on BTR. Everybody will switch over to Mixler. Everybody will switch to that platform. Because we still got, you know, we got plenty of fucking time. We ain't got to worry about, you know, nothing. So, you know.
Very true.
It's
kind of
convenient.
Yeah, because I'm on
a
two-hour
really
plan. Yeah. But I did discover that I can do another two-hour show. It's like it tricks their system if you do it on the fly.
Right.
Versus pre-scheduling it.
Right.
You know? You have the 2-hour plan. You can schedule your show for 2 hours And then I won't let you schedule any future shows until the next, you know, day, right?
Right.
But if you do it on the fly,
right,
then it'll let you do it. If you want to go live now, then they'll let you do it. Yeah,
right.
It's a little bug in the system. Please don't say anything
right.
to Blog Talk Support, because if
right.
they're ignorant of it, let them.
They're the hardest motherfuckers to get
a
hold of anyway. You send them a fucking message, they'll answer about 2-3 days later.
Your technicians have fixed the problem.
Shit. Silly fucker. Boyd, are you watching TV again?
Well, then, like, Sally, American Statesman, she got a message saying that the issues were resolved initially, you remember?
Right.
Early in the week. She got a message
right.
saying it was resolved. And it was resolved
right, I did too.
For only about an hour. Because I was listening to live shows, and it's like, is it playing classical music? Or, you know, I was just
right.
going randomly to any
right.
show showing live
thing.
To see if it was, yeah, and
right.
some shows weren't,
yeah.
and some shows were.
Right, yeah.
And
some
then,
live
like,
and going.
Pretty soon, an hour later, then every show was playing nothing but classical music again.
Yep.
You know, and this is after Sally said it should be resolved.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody, we got 2 minutes left. If you want to keep going up the show, you need to call in. Number is 563-999-3726. You need to call in now. You got 2 minutes left. 563-999-3726. That's the number to call in to be in Crazy Nation Radio and be with the rest of the crazy fucking people around the planet Earth. Welcome to it.
So are we gonna? Are we all? When the bitch comes on and says goodbye to us, if she comes on and says goodbye to us, are we all gonna go over to Mixler?
Well, we're already on Mixler now.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, the phone call. See,
I called
in for a phone call. Right, right.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I could put the number in the fucking chat, couldn't I? 90 seconds. Yeah, I'll go ahead and stick that number in a Blog Talk chat room so y'all can write it down or copy it or whatever you need to do.
You better be fast-fingered.
Why? My girlfriend said I was.
To call in within 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to call in, you better get fucking doing it.
Well, is the show over on Blog Talk?
Well, it will be for live, you know. But if you're on the phone,
yeah.
you're okay. Yeah, we ain't been kicked off yet. We get the bonus time, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I'm putting in my Skype number in the chat room. For going to Mixler. But I suggest to write this number down because.
Yeah, and you started your show pretty late tonight.
Yeah.
I think, Ron, you've learned that my show goes into overtime.
Well, no, I know that. That's not the
but
reason why.
But it's awesome if you follow it up.
No, the reason I started the show was because I wanted to do something, and you know I was trying to come back to your show, but I couldn't make it back in time. That was the problem. I tried, but I couldn't get back in. I was like 10,
yep,
I like 10 minutes fucking behind. God damn it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But no, it's I like it that you actually do a show like, you know, an hour or something after mine. Because, you know, we go into overtime.
Right.
And then Blog Doc is known to, like, cut us off or end the show. And it's like, okay, everybody, Ron Rick's doing a show. Let's all migrate over there.
Right. Well, I don't usually do shows on Sundays because I don't want to fuck with your time. You know, because I'm usually on your show. I'll be over on your show usually. You know, but if I'm not and I still want to do a show, I might do one after your show. Who knows me? I don't know me. I'm fucking insane. Don't you get? I'm crazy. I'm spontaneous. You know, I mean, just I'm just that way. You know, so. Just, you know, straight up craziness.
And that's why we love you.
She have to get more less to feel sorry for me. You know?
I
feel sorry for me.
I just mentioned that Ron was on, and I was gonna try and drop the link in to your show, Lori, so that, you know, everybody knew that when the bitch cut us off, we could all come over here real quick.
Yeah, the hideout. Crazy Nation yeah. Radio hideout, late night. Adulterated, not for children, under the age of 21. I need to start selling advertisements on this show. I should.
You know, I'm thinking of a story, and I know I have it open.
A story?
A story.
You're going to start singing, are you?
Like a sheriff's department dude, I think.
Same
was
old
using
story.
AI
All
to create child again. Porn.
Trend
he was arrested.
Up. He was just another friend.
Using AI
yeah,
to take kid photos and use AI and turn it into AI child porn.
Right
and distributing it. And I think it was like a mayor of some fucking...
Why not?
It's like, why? Yeah.
Computer, you got 15 years to do in prison, computer, for doing that.
You're a
pedo, why would you want
to and because this
yeah.
is an AI-generated kid, then it's okay. You know? I don't know. That's a slippery slope there.
Is it Lib or is it Memorex? Wow. You know what I mean? What the fuck can you say?
Talking about that AI, remember I told you, Ron, what was it yesterday, about that guy in South Korea on that assembly line that had that robot on these packages? It mistook him for a package and killed his ass.
Oh, yeah? You got a link on that? Do you really?
It's in the core, I think. I put it in the core. Yeah, it killed his ass. It mistaken him for a package and picked his ass up and slammed him down on the damn conveyor belt and broke his ribs, and broke his neck, and all kinds of shit. Killed his ass.
Damn. AI. Ow.
Now the robot is killing your ass.
And
now.
Speaking of which, you do know that the first main plant is right here in Salem, Oregon, where I live, where it is estimated that this manufacturing plant of AI humanoid robots will be able to produce 10,000 of them in the first year. That's right here in my backyard. AI robots and producing at least 10,000 in its first year. The first
well, look
in
at
the
that,
country. I'm
look
not
at the
proud
link
of it. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not proud of it. It's
look
like
at the
we're iRobot. Like, you know, Salem, Oregon is going to be at the heart of fucking iRobot, you know, probably in the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah, well, look at the link I put in the chat room there. These are robot dogs. Okay, they have multiple personalities, different voices. Okay, this shit. A robot
yeah,
dog. Saying,
I don't see that
what
in core, bro.
You don't see it?
Uh-uh.
Well, Google
what,
on,
what day was it? Google. What day was it on?
Day before I'm yesterday, I think I put it in.
I'm all the way back to Wednesday.
That's weird.
No preview available.
Fuck. Ding, ding, ding. At least I thought I put it in there. Damn it. Fuck me. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe
yeah, I've seen these dogs before. These robot dogs.
Yeah. You've seen them. I mean, fuck. Let's see.
They deployed the robot dogs in New York City and I think San Jose. if I remember right.
Yeah, General but Dynamics, yeah, the Boston Dynamics, yeah.
They weren't accepted very well. Put it that way. They've pretty much abandoned the fucking thought now.
Yeah, here it is. It's a South Korean man crushed to death by a robot that mistook him for a box of vegetables. Isn't that wonderful? Let's see, I'll put it in the chat room. Yeah, it's a copy. And back over here, and it's right there.
But AI is smarter than us.
Well, it crushes
us. It's iRobot. I'm not kidding you. All of this is iRobot. It's like, these AI, and then Terminator, where AI finally decides that, you know what? Human beings are the enemy, and they need to be wiped out in its entirety, no exceptions. You know, robots being able to build themselves, that's, you can just see it. It's like, I've said it time and time again. It's like Hollywood normalizes, yet also warns us about what's to come when you look at what, you know, science fiction movies. 20 years ago, a lot of the shit that was sci-fi and fictional is reality now, you know. And that's going to continue. Imagine what 30 years from now is going to be. Holy shit, that's a scary thought, and I hope I'm dead. You know, really. You know, I don't want to be alive to see what the fuck the world is like in 30 years.
No shit. Oh, yeah, there ain't no telling. I mean, when they have these things, that's just dogs. They have these fuckers that can stand up like a man. Okay, go Google it.
These
okay,
are the
actually,
first things I can do with them. Most jeans are either actually, super baggy.
Well, these, the ones that the link I just put in are the first one. Those are the doggy ones. They're the shape like doggies, okay? But they have ones that stand up like a man on two legs. And it shows the guy going over there and kicking the motherfucker, tripping. He trips this thing, falls flat on his face, and he gets up by himself. Gets up by himself. That's scary. When a machine can get up by itself, just brush it off, and he does it more than once. He hits him from the back, hits him in the back, knocks him over, knocks him backwards, knocks him forward, and the motherfucker jumps right back up. The goddamn robot. So you tell me. All they have to do is put that AI in that computer program, and now you've got a cyborg. Oh, Data? Where are you, Data? Damn near it. You know, Data on Star Trek.
Well, have any of you have seen the latest Mission Impossible movie, number 7, it is about that, where it is all about ultra AI defense system comes sentient and uncontrollable. And this is not, you know, the first to do that. Person of Interest with Jim Caviezel. If you've never watched that show, stream it, watch it, binge it. Because that show was a predictive show about what that would actually look like. Same thing with the show Next. NEXT. It only aired 10 episodes, not even allowed a full season. And I think because it's so predictably and accurately, you know, showed like what we should be afraid of when it comes to this AI. We have AI controlled drones that will bomb and attack certain locations, and human decisions are taken out of it. Like, okay, here's your orders, here's your target, and we won't interfere. They've been doing this. They've been experimenting this, you know, for years, and it's being implemented more than most people believe or think or know. That's scary. Human decisions taken out of it entirely. Send a drone, give them the order, give them the target, and then hands off after that and just let it do its thing. And that's what they're doing right fucking now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, you know, I've said this before. Back in when I graduated high school in 83, and not only did I went and took 2 years of electronics, okay? They had these computers that were big as your living room, okay? You could walk in these fuckers. I mean, you could literally walk in there. Big door opened up. You could likely walk inside this computer. And that was the biggest, fastest thing known to man at the time. Now, look at your PC. Look at your laptop. Look at your cell phone. It ain't been that long. Okay, go. So what do you think is going to happen in another 30 years, 40 years? I mean, that's scary. And I thought, my God, just wait. Guess what? I was right.
Yeah, at the time of launching a mission to the moon, I think the statistic is you'd need 3 football fields of computers to have the same computation capability as the cell phones that we hold in our hands every day.
Yeah, today. Yeah, exactly.
No. We got, what is it, probably 200 or 300% more computing power in our cell phones than they had on the lunar missions.
Yeah, that's the point I was making. It would take like three football fields of nothing but servers to equate to what does our cell phones now versus putting a man on the moon. You know, the comparison, like, it's that extreme. It's crazy how much computing power we have in our cell phones, and it would take an immense array of server after server after server, field after field of it to compare.
Yeah, you know, I was fucking around here, and I'm on Amazon, and I have found, I was looking at robotic dogs. You can actually buy one for $5,400. It looks just like the dogs. Yeah, $5,400 you can buy one.
Only $54?
Yeah, ain't that cool?
Wow, that's like 3 months of my mortgage payment and shit, but okay.
Right. But anyway, I found a deal here on Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I didn't know they made those fuckers anymore. But for $14.97 on Amazon. Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Some are used and some are new offers. I need to take a look at this. Okay, let's see. What's the deal? Rock'em Sock'em Robot. You control the battle of the robot in a boxing ring. Visit the Mattel Game Store. 7,364 ratings, 17 answered questions, 4K bought in the past month. Wow. Ain't that the shit? I remember this game when I was a kid. The Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They look like cheaper than fuck anymore compared to what they used to look like. Anyway, that was cool. Anyway, just let you know, kids, that Rock'em Sock'em Robots are still available. So there you go. You know, it's listed under robotic dogs. Here's a tank robotic for $79. A Deepit Raspit Tank Smart Robot Kit complete with Raspberry Pi 4-3 model B+B Opry CV Tank. 4-door robotics. Do-it-yourself robotic kit. It runs off a little Pi computer. Remember little Pi computers? Here's another Raspberry Pi 4B quad rope robot dog toy electronic dog 12 DOF bionic robot programmer artificial $860 $10 delivery charge for that doggy. Ain't that something? Can't beat them prices for a dog. Fuck, here's a little Johnny Five robot building set. Start short set, open circuit, Johnny Five Robot, Model Toys, Capable. Free delivery by Tuesday, November the 14th.
Now here's a good thing. If you could buy one of them things in the form of your girlfriend, okay, where you can program. Yeah. I'm saying,
fuck it, we can zillionaires overnight.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm still looking for that switch.
Yeah, where's that switch at?
I'm
trade in wife one for girlfriend two.
God. The fucking world we live in.
I need to upgrade, so I upgraded the girlfriend too.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, what can you say?
Well,
yeah.
Hey, as the estrogen in the room, I will say that it works both ways. Like, you guys that pump yourself up and that you have a little 4-inch pencil dick, like, it works both ways. Like, we're going to, like, I might love you, but your pencil dick 4-incher.
4-incher?
Don't be surprised if I go to seek pleasure elsewhere.
4-incher?
Like,
you
go fuck yourself up, and then you got this little 4-inch pencil dick. Like, okay, yeah, dude, your self-confidence is displaced. You know, it works both ways. You know, it works both ways.
It does.
All
I'm saying. I don't know about that 4-incher thing, you know, because I was born with a birth defect, you know. They said I need to be put in a fucking stable. I don't need to be fucking roaming around free. Yeah.
Well, if you get somebody that is a woman that's abnormally small, then that would work. But for me, no.
I still hit bottom
and
on big
I
girls.
Will admit it. I'm a bitch. I literally will go down a guy's pants and see how big he is. And I will like, okay, yep, there is either a future or not a future. And
you compare,
small,
you comparison testing.
There's no future. I'm sorry, you know.
comparison.
If you're teeny tiny, sorry, that is, you know.
You know, my wife told me one time. She goes, you know, the only reason I'm with you, I don't really love you. I said, yeah. I said, what's that? Why is that? She goes, well, I just don't love you. The only reason I'm with you is because you got a big dick. And most men don't. So
wow.
I guess. I don't know. Okay, whatever, baby. But quit complaining about me going too deep.
That would be the only thing.
I guess it's not.
I mean,
know.
There's assholes.
Well,
we all
know you're
my wife, too. I would never marry him.
Well, I think I'm a pretty nice guy, really.
Dick.
I am a dick,
Ron.
I'm sure, you know, when I was a baby, my mom took me to the doctor because my balls are so big. She thought I had a rupture or something wrong with me. And the doctor told my mom, no, he's just a healthy boy. Yeah, I did. I had big nuts, man.
Do you have any factual evidence for this?
Oh, yeah. I do. For real. I'm serious. It's crazy.
I'm giving you a hard time.
No, you're cool. I know what I got. I'm a true cocksman. I don't brag about what I got. I just don't. I know what's there. Don't care. I really don't. I mean, I'm telling you, when you're a fucking musician, you have all the pussy you want. I promise you. I don't care if you got a fucking half an inch cock. You know what I'm saying? Women love musicians. It don't matter what you got. Two things you do have, fame and money. They like that. Yeah.
I don't care.
I
guess I'm rare. Like, you could be famous as fucking worth millions, and I'm like, yeah, but you got a little peeny weenie.
Well, that's when you go grab a roadie. That's what roadies are for.
I can't fake it that badly. I just can't. I'm not capable of faking it.
There's
that
one
much.
Chick, I can't remember her name for nothing, but she's fucked more musicians than anybody in the world. She's a straight-up band slut. And I met her, too. But I cannot remember her fucking name for my life. I think there's been a documentary done on her. Ain't that crazy?
That's why you don't remember her, because she's the one and the same.
I don't know.
Anybody interesting you could remember.
Well, she was interesting because she fucked a lot of people, you know. But, you know, I never fucked her, no.
Was that Debbie did Dallas? No, no Debbie? Oh,
no. Man, this was back in the fucking 90s when I met this bitch.
Tawana. Was it Tawana? Was that her name?
Maybe. I had to look it up. I can't remember, Boyd. It's been a long... What do I look for? Band whore? Band slut? Woman had a lot of sex with band members. Sexual arousal in older women. That's a new one. Men and women having sex.
Sorry, there for a minute, I thought like the show dropped or something because it went just dead.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, huh?
No, we're trying to find a chick that has had sex with more men.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did you say you looked and there was a site that said sex between men and women or men and women having sex? Is that what you said? Something that's not politically correct today?
Oh, Jesus.
But.
You're trying to entrap him.
I'm going to put a link
in
the chat.
Don't get him to implicate himself.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to get him to admit it.
Look at that link right there I just put in the chat room.
That he said something sexually offensive.
He did? Okay. Sorry, I missed it.
I know you did. I didn't miss it.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, here's an educational video here. Y'all need to watch it and learn how to do this. Six minutes and 21 seconds of this.
Of what?
Of this video on that link I just put in the chat room.
Bikini whack cream.
And you're playing it, right?
Well, I can. Would you like me to?
No, that's why I'm confused. I thought, like, you're like, okay, I put the link in the chat room. I thought you were going to play it, and that's what I've been like, okay, play it.
I mean, I can. That's not a problem. I can make it happen. All right, hang on a second. I'll play it for you.
Make it happen, baby.
But you don't get the visual effect of watching a woman snatch. You get to see her snatch with a
today
big old...
Today I'm going
to
show you how I achieve a close shave.
She's got bigger lips on her snatch than a black person. So here you go.
Using a men's beard trimmer and a regular old dollar store razor, discount razor. There's really no need to spend a bunch on fancy razors, in my opinion. It's all in the technique. But even so, just take into it.
You can tell she's trailer park trash. She's using men's cheap disposable razors. You know,
uh-huh.
So ain't that golden. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. All right.
Account that my pubic hair is not very thick at all. I had laser hair removal years ago and haven't really kept up with it. And so that's the only reason that there's any regrowth at all. So, yeah, just being fully honest and transparent that most people probably have thicker pubic hair than this. And pubic hair is totally normal and natural, and it is just a personal choice whether to have a bush or to trim it or to shave it. I am just here to show you how I sometimes shave it. I am not here to preach one way or the other. And I just think everybody should do whatever they want to do with their body hair.
Yeah, I'm not going to preach your legal disclaimer for 10 minutes.
As you can see, I get started with a men's beard trimmer. And as a matter of fact, sometimes this is all I'll do, particularly if I'm in a rush. As you can see, I didn't need to use any water or shaving cream. And what I really like...
Now, I know she's using a men's shaver to shave her snatch, but I need to know when she's going to break out that fucking weed eater, okay? All right, we'll continue.
I was thinking about a brush hog. I was thinking about a brush hog.
That'll work, too. There you go.
I don't use women's razors. I am a woman. I do not use women's razors. They suck. The best razor is the Gillette Mach 5 blade motherfucker for men. That is the best razor there is, period, end of story. There has never and will never be a woman's razor.
Well, if you got to use a razor like that, that means you're cutting firewood, apparently. It's that thick, more thicker than the jungle?
No.
The jungle in there?
They're made to shave you. These motherfuckers are made to torture us. I am
not
kidding.
Song,
but
Welcome
if,
to the Jungle before you have sex.
If you use the Gillette for men...
Uh-huh.
You know, like the five blade motherfucking thing. That's the best shit ever. You can shave, trim everything, and it'll be smooth, and it's all fucking good, no matter what.
Oh shit! I'll consider
serious.
That
that's
next time I shave.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm really getting tired of that wax.
I
don't know.
You got to shave your balls.
I have it.
The razor you want.
I have it. I haven't put a blade to my face or one of those razor electric things to my face for 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
I wonder how much food's in that beard. There's probably a full buffet in that motherfucker.
I don't know. Probably.
All right. Anyway, we have to get back to this tutorial here. Here we go.
What I like about this is it's not a true razor, so it doesn't shave as close as a real razor does. So you're really not going to get any irritation bumps or ingrown hairs because you're not actually shaving all the way down to the root. And you can be as thorough with this as you want to. You can, you know, really shave with the hair and all the different places where the hair grows in different directions. You can turn the trimmer around and try and get different patches where it's still hairy. But, yeah, you're just not going to end up with, like, a super smooth feeling, but it's going to look pretty smooth. So I think it's a pretty good technique on its own. But, yeah, I just do this to prep for shaving so that my actual razor doesn't have to do as much work. And in my opinion, the less that you use a razor on your skin, the better, because those razors cause irritation and razor bumps and redness and all that not-so-fun stuff. And here's just a quick look at the little patch of pubic hair I removed with the beard trimmer. And since I didn't film this in the shower or the bath, I had to get a little creative with how I would moisturize and apply shaving cream. So for this, I'm using a small rag that I'm going to rinse under warm water and get it saturated and squeeze out the excess water, of course. It's done. I'm just going to basically soak my pubic area with this rag in warm water. And this step is pretty important if you want your shaving cream to lather, of course, which we definitely do. We want a nice, thick, foaming shaving cream, to lather up so that we can protect the skin as much as possible and make sure that that razor can glide over really easily. So that's all this step is about, is just making sure that the area, the skin in the area, is fully saturated. So now, of course, we can move on to the shaving cream, which is personally my favorite part of all shaving experiences. but on the real, shaving cream is really fun to play with, but that's for another video. Shaving cream on the pubic area, you want to go on generously and thickly with this. Don't want to be skimping on the shaving cream.
Okay. It is boring and stupid at the same time. You know. I mean, if you really like shaving cream that fucking much, party on. Whatever happened to good old whipped cream and shit like that?
Being presentable downstairs as a woman does not need to be that big of a production. I'm just saying.
Are you sure? You know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, like, if I clean it, trim it, shave the edges, be fucking happy and appreciate it. That's all I'm saying. If a woman just even does those basic things, like, fucking appreciate it.
We
don't have to. We can just let it go and be perfectly fucking happy with it.
I don't understand why women do it anyway. I don't really get it. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Because they want to make their privates prettier for their men, you know?
How can you make an ugly thing pretty? What's so
it's
pretty
like
about
validation.
A validation?
I ask the same thing. I think pussies are ugly as hell, but I absolutely love the fact that there are men that absolutely love pussy. Like, well,
oh, don't come over that motherfucker. Don't come over that lousy
you.
Motherfucker. Pussy's worth
well,
money.
I'll tell you what, if a guy don't love it, he's got a problem. You know,
he might be
one of those LGBTQBYZ whackadoodles.
Fucking absolutely. Yeah, I mean, here's a doctor 10 months ago, Dr. Quesbo Quarles Latona, 42 million views 10 months ago, changes the woman's body and vagina 6 weeks after her whatever.
I think that's
oh, 6 weeks after C-section.
There is so much grooming going on. I think that it would be safe to say that 80% of the transgender movement are absolutely oblivious to how their movement is being used to exploit small children.
Hey, Ron.
Groom them. And
yeah,
make
ma'am.
Them
yeah.
the next generation of psych, you know, sex workers for the depraved.
Play this song. It's only like a minute. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Play this one. It's in the chat room there.
Okay, hold on, Matt. Give me
Thank
one
God
second.
I'm a pubic hair. Silence. Let
okay.
us know if we're supposed to hear something.
Yeah, here we go. Here it is. Found it.
Okay, I gotta fucking go home. One more time, see you.
Oh,
hey. Listen, all I gotta do is hang down on pubic hair. Alright, let me do that first, kids. Give me one last girl. Well, life on the crotch is kind of laid back. Watching them crackers try to get hurt back. I get messy when they slide me off the track. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Well, she wants me off the road.
That was entertainment. Here's one. This just came up 17 hours ago. We gotta go to the goddamn commercial shit first.
That's the one I thought about.
Information is somewhere between. For example, there's a situation where there's an estimation of somewhere between 700 billion and a trillion 300 million billion dollars. If we become more IRS agents and we go after those folks who are avoiding taxes at the top end. 700 billion and a trillion 300 million billion dollars.
For Biden, 700 billion or 300 trillion doesn't matter. He's not spending personal money anyway. If a child asks me why he needs math, I'll show him Biden.
Trillion, 300 million, billion.
Hello, friends. The Mad Bird Show is starting. I love you. Thanks for the support. Let's go.
Oh, you crazy.
Now the Democrats have a big argument in favor of Biden. He didn't fall on stage. Wow. By the way, here they are. Here are 81 million votes.
Okay.
Biden slowly lowers hand from heart after realizing they're playing Indian national anthem first.
Okay, you can't see the video, but it's, you know, stupid shit about Biden being stupid and clumsy. Yeah, he puts his hand over his heart while they're playing the Indian national anthem. Ain't that intelligent? That's the leader of your free world.
We're free, baby.
Did you see that on Veterans Day, he didn't even, like, salute the veterans as he got off a fucking Air Force run?
Yep.
On Veterans Day?
He don't give a fuck about them. They're just fucking slaves.
They didn't remember.
They go fight a fucking war. Yeah, yep. they just go do what they're told because they're poor fuckers and they ain't got no. They're not worth nothing to him. That's exactly what he thinks. You go fight them wars for me so I can get whatever I want to get as long as I'm getting money. And you're dying for me to get that money for me. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
What it's all about. We're just sending you over there to kill you, you know, so you get that money. They don't care about
you. You kill three or four of those motherfuckers and they kill you. We don't care as long as we get ours.
Yep.
Your job is to get ours, man. Fuck around.
I wouldn't join them. The only way I would do that if I wasn't disabled or young or if I was younger, if something or somebody was invading the shores of this country. This soil that you're standing on right now. That's the only thing.
I do it right. I'll do it right. If it does come to that, I'll fight now. I mean, it's going to come to that, I think.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's going to matter what side you're going to be with. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not going to.
But
not
for federal.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go
there.
It's going to be
your own state or local militia that you sign up for to defend yourself.
Right.
Not the federal
right.
fucking motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, the ones that started the shit? No. Of course not.
The ones that start the shit? Yeah.
Yeah, they started it fucking right there.
Like I wouldn't... It's like I wouldn't go over there, you know, when,
why
they,
are we broke?
When they sent out when they sent all those people.
Because of them.
Look, when they sent all when they sent all those troops over there to Vietnam to get slaughtered, and that's exactly what they did. It was a slaughter. Okay? You think they cared? Fuck them. They don't care. They don't care.
And for nothing.
Care one day and
for nothing.
Nope. For nothing.
You know,
well,
it was really
well,
for nothing.
Something of a corporate interest for the bankers.
Yeah, the bankers are worse.
Yeah,
yeah
they
true.
Got something out. The soldiers didn't get shit. Yeah. Well, they did something good. Let's give them a fucking medal.
Oh, boy. Your big oil and big pharma and big corporate
yeah.
people made profits up the gazillion.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
thank you for your service. You know.
Yeah. Have a free
here's
meal
a
once a year on us.
Couple pieces of corn.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
about
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe even some government cheese, but you're even lucky for that.
I'd be cool with that. That government cheese was the bomb. That was some good shit. You know why they don't give it out no more? Because the motherfuckers were selling it. You know that? They don't give out nut shit. That used to be at canned pork.
Well, yeah,
canned
and it
beef.
Was before all the chemicals. It was before all the, like, sure.
Yeah.
We'll only use GMO, you know, fed cows.
Yeah.
That are pumped up
well,
in hormones and basically have poison for milk and to make the cheese out of. Yeah. That's why it's not in operation, no, I wouldn't want it. Not today. Hell no. Hell no, it's Bill Gates would be all over it. Like, I'm going to donate to this program to send you guys cheese. Sign Bill Gates and, you know, Mr. GMO himself. Hell no. I don't want government food these days. But I remember because my grandpa got it, government cheese,
uh-huh.
condensed milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, chicken broth and beef broth. They were getting their packages from the government when I was growing up. That was the basis of the stews and everything that I ate, especially when Grandpa, like, shot a buck or butchered one of his cows. And
well, matter of fact, I
they
got
would
some,
make the shit last, some potatoes and shit like that.
I got some ration coupons. Let me dig these out real quick. I can't remember what year they were. Of course, I locked the fucking safe. If
there's anybody on still, you can talk while there's silence. Apparently, I got everybody to shut up.
Maybe we're just quiet.
Well, East Coast time, it is 3:15 in the morning, so if people on the East Coast are falling asleep, it's understandable.
At 2:16 in the morning. At 2:16, damn.
while you survive the witching hour. Ron Rack, you still there?
I don't know. Is he?
I know. I'm actually probably going to go pretty soon because I actually do want to get to bed at a, try to get to bed at a decent hour and get some shit done tomorrow. You know,
it's
be the adult responsible thing.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
Just another man